Hello. I want to talk a little bit over the last Congress. What we have done, it's also quite nice to do the after the previous talk about the network, because we tested the NITB split a little bit and had a lot of fun. So the Congress basically moved last year to Leipzig, and we had a really complete new goal. So basically 15,000 people. No idea how many really want to use the network, but I will come to that later. And also the place changed a little bit. Before we were it's in Hamburg, which was up in the left corner where you see it was a little bit smaller. Even there were multiple floors, it's still a huge difference. And we actually had to cover everything, but this wasn't covered, but all the other rooms are this is huge hall of glass, and you see, I think there are cars, right? You see that's really huge place to cover somehow. So let's start with the license. We got lucky that someone at the university, Teresa, asked for a license in Germany for the Nano 3G, which usually supports on the US band. So we got quite early that we know we can, it seems to be that we can also get a license. And since several years, the band in the GSM band was sold, which we used before. We had every year a test license, but they sold the spectrum. And we ask some operators every year. Last year it was the Deutsche Telekom who actually planned, moved their own channels so that they could give us three GSM channels. So they borrowed us them for free. So let's see from the technical side what's different. That was the 33 C3, and this is the 34C. It's a little bit different. You see, it's missing here the SGSN and the GGSN, but except else, it's a huge difference. So it got much more complex, which isn't might also be a little bit difficult, especially for beginners who didn't know Osmocom before, to help us. So here's a little bit timeline how we began. For as I have heard, for the first time we really had a special day to prepare everything. I don't know how it was before, because I joined the GSM team on the 33C4 3C, so I didn't know how it worked before. I think Harald, Daniel, I don't know who was it before 2 years ago who built it up. So back of you, what, wait, missing a slide. Sorry, I will switch it over. So we met up in Berlin, and a lot of people joined, even new people who wasn't before on the Osmocom project. Also the team at the Congress itself grown. Before, I think we were like, on the 33 C3, we were maybe five people around it, three people who got really involved, and some people said, we help out. If you need any help or have questions, just ask us. And on the last Congress, I think we were 15 people or so. It was really nice. And on the workshops, we basically introduced the people, explained what it was, and also prepared the Congress setup. We used Ansible to set up the core network, and also prepared it for the things that, like, we thought, okay, we won't use packages, we will compile all the time, we will probably have to do some patches while the Congress, so we want to have a fast timeline from compiling to deploying. So prepare everything. If somebody is interested, I can give out the Ansible and the configuration we have used. So it was really nice to have at least two workshops, but still, it wasn't enough. It didn't work quite well. So we also discussed about the problems we had, as before, even the year before, I had problems compiling LCR, so it really worked with Osmocom. And so even on the even on the 33, we had, I couldn't compile it and just use the old compiled version, which worked somehow, I don't know why. And so we thought, okay, let's try to switch it, try to use the Osmo SIP connector, use FreeSwitch instead of the LCR. And also the on the Congress, there's a token registration. So we just give out the SIM cards, and the people can register on the phone operation team. That's a separate team which does all the DECT phones and taking care of the whole phone network independently from the GSM network. And they have a website where you basically connect your SIM card by calling a special number. So you connect your SIM card with the phone number. And that's also, yeah, that's the token registration. It's just a simple Python script together with the API. And we had the problem of UMTS. We know that there's this Nano 3G, which was given out also to interested people of the community, but nobody really did a network out of it. How do they behave if you deploy 3 or more? How is it with neighbor cells? Do they even work on the same frequency? Because we only got one channel, but you can do different scrambling codes within the same channel. So all things we never knew. And in my opinion, the biggest problem was on UMTS, we have data, but no voice. Because for the voice, we are missing IUUP, as Harald already talked about it. So we hadn't any functional voice calls, not even between the phones, because we didn't done any local switching. And we hadn't even... No, because we couldn't do the actual... we was always routing through the POC network. I'm not sure if we switched that later, but we had enough problems with the NIT-B split. So we had no CS fallback to 2G. So it wasn't really nice. And I think we haven't really talked enough about problems that, hey, if you really want to talk, just disable 3G. Yeah, we had enough. We had to communicate with ourselves while the time. So about the technical thing, this is the whole picture before I had just zoomed it out. And it's missing here is the SIP connector and the free switch in the further right upper. And so I'm just starting to say what crashed basically or what wasn't working. So starting with the SGSN, I don't know why, but we haven't found it out while testing the network at the workshop. The SGSN seems to crash when the second user came online. Was yeah, interesting. Then it found out, oh, okay, if the HNB gateway got 2 femtocells connected, it's also, I'm not sure if it was directly crashing or just not working. But yeah, let's go further. What we have else? Yeah, the MSC, that one crashed in the end every 2 hours and everybody got disconnected and had to do a location update without knowing that they just got disconnected. Which we even fixed it until to end. We also got problems with the MGW because it was leaking endpoints and got full in the end, so no, we had to restart the MGWs while on call or so. That was also not really improving the user experience. We had some experimental patches which wasn't finished at the time and didn't work well, which we tried out. Yeah, what's else? The HLR, yeah, the HLR basically worked, but when we do this token registration, we connect in the end to the HLR and while updating the extension to the real one. So first we generate some random extension, and when they call the token, we update this extension number to the real one, which the user registered on the web interface. And the update didn't really work. So the user had really to power off and power on, so doing a location update to actually get their number, which we also didn't fix. what missing, the SIP connector got also problems. I think it also crashed, but at least the codec selection wouldn't work. So we set every codec to full weight and didn't care any further about codecs. Yeah, looks like a really stable network at this time. It was also, as we said, everything changed while the NITB split, and I would guess everything fixed by now. I think so. And now we have even tests for it, but it was really horrible sitting there and trying to do the next step and the next step and just seeing, oh no, it's not working, not there. And I'm going just shortly back to the timeline, if you see. So we had more preparation. We even arrived quite early, or at least, the room was basically filled by more than 10 people. And we were really trying to fix it. And yeah, it was really not working that way. But in the end, we got some instable network in the evening of the second day. So at least somehow it was working, I would say. Here's just a list. So far, I could remember. Maybe I'm missing some parts, don't know. But some things actually gonna work. We also hadn't a real... nobody really thought about servers at the moment. What should we use, the old one or the new one? Actually, we run the whole core network on the APU, which basically worked fine, but also had some problems on it. But the problem was more likely that all the logs rolled over, because we only got 16 gigabytes of storage, which was fine. But when the crash dumps came in and the log, the log rolled over, the crash dumps got deleted and not enough space for doing PCAPs and other things. But in the end, it worked. If the network would have worked fine, that wasn't a problem at all. Except the free switch, and we had to transcode every call twice, even if it was a GSM to GSM call, because we routed through the phone network completely. We had another server where the free switch runs to do the transcoding. But if we wouldn't do any transcoding, that of course could also run on it. But we also had unbelievable. We were selling SIM cards. We have never sold so many SIM cards. Even they were unlabeled, just white SIM cards. Usually we sold them with the nice Congress artwork and everything, but yeah, this time we just had a shortage of time, just white labels. And also the setup itself and the provisioning of the hardware, like the cells, like the Nano 3G and the Sysmo BTSs, they worked all fine. So that really worked nicely with the scripts we've built up. This was basically a single node. Also, one point, because of huge area, we used, I think, 6 Sysmo BTSs, and we actually never used the amplifier. So yes, it was connected, but it was just sending 200 millivolts for GSM, and the Nano 3G was, I don't know how much they transmit, not enough, I would guess. So it was, I think, 20 millivolts or so. So again, about the building, so this was our setup. So as I said, this wasn't used by us, or it was just the sleeping rooms. Those are GSM stations, and the red one are Nano 3Gs. And yeah, it felt working nice. Nobody really had any time to test anything for real, but as soon as I could say, it worked that way quite well. We didn't have any GSM coverage problems so far, we know, whatever that means. But even we had some communication, we have to make sure that the network team really plan with us and have at least the network for us prepared. So we just have to tell them where we want to connect our stations to the network. We created some timeline, when should we do this or that, like doing the asking for the license and also also organization stuff. Also for the Nano 3G, we really would like to use power over Ethernet, so it makes a lot of easier. And also a lot of people ask for the keys for their cards, and also told us, hey, we would like to build a small node in our hackerspace or somewhere. And there was really a lot of people really want to do something with their SIM cards and creating their own network, which was really nice. That was it basically. Thanks everybody who worked for the event, and I really really happy to see it this year, if everything is working fine from the first day and not starting at the second day evening. We also didn't have any statistics which was missing there, which didn't work out, but hopefully we can prepare it for the next year and maybe have also all those KPIs in there. We will see how much time we have for the next year, or for this year, better to say.
Is it clear yet which venue this year will be?
No idea. no idea where that will happen. Okay.
Maybe a comment from my side. I was completely disappointed with the status of the network elements. I started to write tests before the CCC Congress already. I wrote various tests during the event, and I wrote tests afterwards. But I think it was really an eye opener for the lack of quality in the Osmocom stack, and I think everyone should everyone involved should take that as an example on how not to do things and how to properly test software in various ways.
So you said lots of people showed up. What was their hook? Did they come from the Engel system, or how did it work?
No, they just came by. So at the Congress, we had a room, a GSM room, which was in one of the, which was quite near some place. So it wasn't, if you could have seen the room, and some people just came in and asked, hey, what are you doing here? And a lot of people just came by and asked for their keys, for the admin pins, for the SIM card, so they can use it for other purposes as well.